Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Dawn has the week off, and I have no idea what to do for the cold open. It's the Hoops Never Fails podcast. I'm your host.
I'm glad you asked. Right? It's me. Dumble Shorts.
I am a...
Harry... Scary Shotter, a.k.a. Luka Magic, was too much for the Wizards.
Yes, he was. I am your host, Reddit Mavericks. I'm your host, Reddit Mavericks. Again, he's a DMP this week. He is enjoying a boat, I think. He's on a boat.
DMP. Cool.
Yeah, cool. Cool. On a boat, enjoying, you know, I'm assuming good weather down there in Austin, so... today I am joined with my one of the co-hosts. We have Squish 41. How you doing, dude?
I'm still in jail.
Yep, still in jail.
Anyone have a friend at Twitter? Because this automated appeal system is for the birds.
It's fucking bullshit.
Get it?
Yeah, it's for the birds. I get it. Ah, it's so funny because the app is called Twitter.
And the logo's a bird.
Yeah, that too. That's weird. Anyway. Yeah, so I guess a pretty good week. I think we went 3-1. Our one loss coming against the heavily, heavily vaunted, just crazy good Kings. You know, just
unstoppable.
Like, unstoppable.
We play them again tonight.
Yeah, we play them again tonight.
Only end well.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we lost two of them. We've played them like three times in like 15 days. Like it's kind of
played them like 15 times in the last 3 days.
It feels like it. Like it feels like whenever we play them, it's just like. It's, I don't know what the fuck the crypto. I don't know like why they fucking own us so bad. Like, it's not like the 20. It's not like 2002 Kings. You know, like these are, and they don't have De'Aaron Fox. Harrison Barnes might be out tonight. Like, it's weird. Those are their two best players. Like, what the hell? So, but I mean, good week of games. Besides that game, we fucking destroyed the Golden State Warriors, who, have been pretty confident. I think like. If you have, like, one of the best players of all time on your team, you know, like, you're going to win some games. You might be in the play-in tournament, but that roster around him is fucking terrible. So, because Clay's hurt, obviously. Draymond has looked like not himself. So, you know, Kelly Oubre Jr., I think, is out now. So is a Wiseman. So it's like, what the hell? We also won against the Pistons. That game was a snooze fest for me. I was, like, watching it, but I was, like, not watching it. I was, like... This just looks like terrible basketball, so I don't want to watch it. But I'm obviously like tweeting and stuff like that. And then yesterday's game, which it looked like we were gonna run away with it, according to Twitter, because I didn't watch the game at all. I was out, and it didn't look like we were gonna run away with it. Like I was at dinner, and my cousin was like, "Hey, are you gonna watch the game?" Like, because he knows I do like the podcast and the Twitter stuff. And I was like, "No, it should be fine." And he like pulled out his phone and was like, "Dude, they're like." They're only up by like 5. And I was like, what the hell, bro? We were up by like 20 at one point, it seemed like. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Did you watch that game?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What were your takeaways from that war? I mean, that Wizards team that's actually really fucking good. They've been really good.
It's just another team that's way better than their record. And they were bound to go on a run. And anytime you've got Westbrook on your team, I mean, he's always playing 100 miles per hour. So not lacking in energy, and you know the Mavs weren't going to shoot 400% from the field the whole game, but you know we hung in there and got the W. But I mean that's about what I expected from a team that
that's been playing really good.
Won like what 9 out of 10 games or whatever
nine
it is.
Nine of their last 10.
Yeah,
I mean they've been on a tear, bro. I think they're in the. I think they're in for the play-in tournament on the Eastern side. Yeah. Which would be cool. That's gonna be fun. I don't know, man. Like it would be really cool if like they end up like being the 8th seed and like obviously getting into the actual like the actual like what do you call it playoffs, but like that like literally KD and Harden versus assuming the Nets stay in the first place. Like KD and Harden versus Westbrook, bro. That'd be fun as hell. That's a cool storyline. Even if it would probably be like a five game series, you know?
Oh, they'd massacre them. I don't know. Yeah, the Wizards have the funniest victory in recent memory against the Nets, so I don't know.
Oh yeah, anything's possible. True. Yeah, I know. You know, anything can happen, man. And again, that Nets team was weird because the big three have only played 7 games together.
And yet they're also still winning a lot of games.
Yeah, it's fucking ridiculous, dude. That team is super stupid deep. Anyway, guys, normally we would do ad reads and stuff like that, but because Don's out and because I am not 100% today, we're just gonna do questions because why not? It's our podcast. So, and I think Squish is fine with that, unless you want to talk about stuff.
No, I'm fine.
All right, let's fucking go. All right, we got a shit ton of questions too. So, some that might be repeated, some that might have been repetitive, but we'll go through all of them and we'll try to, you know, answer these to the best of our abilities. First question comes from Mark. He says, "I know this seems this." By the way, these questions came out yesterday, or these questions were asked yesterday. Under the assumption that we might get the 5th seed, we might not, so which we are at the moment, which is nice. So Mark asks, "I know it seems premature, but do you think the Mavs can get and maintain the 5th seed?"
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Like,
I've just got a hunch.
I think we can hold on and just we'll probably end up playing who? Like the fucking Clippers, I guess? I don't know. Like, I mean, yeah. I feel like anything can happen with this team. I mean, we can either be like world beaters or get beaten by the world, you know, every other game, it seems like. But yeah, I think like, you know, we're starting to round into form. We're finding out that we can win games without our max player, which I mean,
we find that out a lot this year.
Yeah. Yeah. And
I don't mean that. Yeah. I just mean like,
it's just like it's an observation that we've made.
I feel like stylistically the team
looks better,
plays beautiful basketball when our max player sits.
Yeah.
And
I mean, man, I don't know.
I just want him to buy into that system too.
Yeah. It's just like, I don't know. It's weird. Like, I don't know. I haven't seen too much talk about it lately about like him, like, you know, like wanting his touches and stuff like that. But still, I don't know, man. That whole thing is weird to me, but.
I don't know. It's just a weird chemistry thing when he does play that just seems to be lacking, and I just haven't been able to wrap my head around it all year.
Yeah. So.
And a lot of it's been touches at times, I think, and then.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
All right, let's see. Next question comes from it's your lawyer, Doink Nabisco. He asks, "Why is my fake joke parody client redacted so handsome?" I don't know. He is a very handsome man, though. Squish is very handsome.
I'm biased, but I'm inclined to agree.
Yeah, you know. next question comes from Rutuge, our buddy Rutuge, man. He asks, thoughts about the new mascot?
It doesn't need to happen.
Yeah.
I don't know what the end game is here, but they should go ahead and get to that part because all this cute shit in between is kind of rubbing everybody the wrong way.
I mean, like, I wrote about it, you know, like, I felt so inclined Friday night because I just saw, I was a little tipsy hanging out, like, at my house. I saw that the Mavs, like official Twitter account posted something at, like, 11:30 at night. And I was like, that's really fucking weird. You know, like, why are you guys doing this? There's no game on tonight, nothing. Like, there's no reason for you guys to tweet that late. And I saw it and I was like, oh, it's this motherfucker. You know, it's like some weird video of, like, saying, like, oh, like, he was, like, what, entombed? For like
entombed, 20, yeah. Like 20 to 30 I was years. Originally.
Yeah, bro. I was like,
talking basketball caricature of a
Eastern European
person,
which
is doing everything but, you know, blame his, you know, exile from the ownership on his vodka habit or something.
Whatever, yeah. It's just like, it's weird, man. I don't
like. There's a part of me that's like, I guess they're like drawing on kind of a classic kind of Looney Tunes vibe, but there's a lot of problematic things with old cartoons. Yes. So
yeah, and you know, like
I don't want to rush to judgment, but it does seem a little like
Yeah, you know, I've checked like Twitter, I've checked, you know, Reddit and stuff like that, and a lot of people who are fans, like who come from like Eastern Europe, they seem to not really care. Like a lot of the comments on Reddit were like, "Oh, like I'm almost offended," you know, like stuff like that, which is like, still, you know, like I don't know, bro. Like if it was me and they like made like a Mexican character, I'd be like, "Huh, I don't know, dude." Like, you know, with an accent, stuff like that, I'd be like, it just doesn't vibe well with me. I think it's supposed to be like an NFT, a thing I still don't understand completely, but which is cool, I guess. I just don't know like where. I don't know.
Cool,
like,
I guess.
I don't know. I mean, like, I don't know what the, the market is. You know, like, what, like, who is this geared towards? Like, you know, like, I know NFTs are like the big thing right now, like in the world. Again, still don't understand it, but, like, I don't know. I don't want to have to pay for like moments of like a random cartoon character. You know,
right?
You know, it doesn't make any sense to me. But I mean. This was a Mark Cuban experiment thing, so I don't know, you know. And if Mark wants to come on and talk about it, I will be glad to talk to him about it because it's just weird.
Explain this basketball person thing.
Please. And, like, how does it make sense that he was the first owner if Don Carter... Never mind. Just, you know, like, canon-wise, like, how does this work out? Like, within, like, the...
Word.
The Mavs picking Mac apart universe.
The Mavrilla pot, yeah. Plot.
Like, what's going on? Like, what the hell's going on? Let's see. I saw some comments were like, he's an ugliest travesty ever invented. Not cute, not inspiring. You know, just a project gone terribly wrong, which I think is hilarious. Like,
because a freak.
Bro, like, all those tweets that have him in it, like, always get quote-tweeted to oblivion, dude. Like, it's I don't know. Like, it's just weird. I think if, like, the entire fan base is like, I don't know why this is here, you know? Maybe you probably shouldn't, you know, put it out, but that's just me. All right, let's see. Next question comes from Bibbs of Bibbs Corner. What's up, man?
Optimus Bibian.
No, that dude, that was... I can't believe he fucking changed his at to that. I was like, son of a bitch. No, so he asked, with 10 games left, now 9, and the schedule, how many wins and losses for the Mavs? So, obviously, Washington, we just won that one. Sacramento tonight, Miami, Brooklyn, Cleveland twice in a row, Memphis, New Orleans, Toronto, and then Minnesota. We're already plus one because we beat the Washington game. Like, that's, you know.
We may lose 3 games.
Will you go 7-3, you think?
I hope. My optimist take is... Three losses.
I'm thinking like 6-4. I think that's pretty. I think that's pretty realistic. I think just because we do end up like not playing to the best of our abilities against lower talent. I can definitely see like Memphis being an issue. Mm-hmm. Memphis, Brooklyn, obviously Miami. Those are 3 where I'm like you know, because Memphis, like, John Morant can go the fuck off and, you know, kill us. So. Miami, obviously, they play really well all the time. Brooklyn obviously has 2 of their 3 guys. I don't know if all of them are. I don't know if KD and Kyrie are going to play, but if they both do, it's going to be an issue. I don't know, bro. I feel like, for some reason in my head, I'm thinking, damn, dude, we really might just drop one against Cleveland. Like, you know, like, out of nowhere.
Anything's possible.
Yeah, bro. Like, I just feel like one of those are trap games. I'm just like, I don't like it. You know?
They're all trap games for this team.
Seriously, dude. It's not fun. I hate it. Someone called Richelli says, stop hating on Mavrello. No. I would not. No. No. Like, I almost hate him more than I hate Mavsman. And that's a lot.
Like, that is a lot.
Yeah, it is a lot.
For you.
It is a lot for me. So, no. All right. See, Aiden asks, start bench cut between Dorian, Brunson, and Maxey. Oh, you bitch. This is such a hard question.
Start Dorian, bench Brunson, cut Maxey.
Damn, really?
Yep. Damn. Based on recent play.
Okay, recent play. I would put... Yeah, I would cut Maxey if I had to pick the... Okay.
The only reason I say bench Brunson is because his ceiling is higher because Maxey's older, if that makes sense.
Yeah, but I would put... I would start
Brunson. Dorian Finney-Smith is clearly the best player of the 3 lately.
I would start Brunson and then like flip Brunson and Dorian on that personally. Let's see. Next question comes from J.K. Thornton. They ask, what's the future of Porzingis and his injuries? It's very seldom that he plays back-to-back games. That's true. It is very seldom. The future with KP, man, like, as much as I want to like the guy, because he's his vibe seems a little off compared to the rest of the team. It seems like everyone else on the team knows that this is Luka's team, you know, and they're all on for the ride. And so it just seems that he might be gone like next year sometime, you know.
Yeah, his future is trading block.
Yeah, I think, yeah, you know.
And I'm not even saying that to be mean. I just think he is someone that thinks himself Luka's equal, you know, if he just got the right, you know, opportunities or something. I don't know what it is, but the basketball test disagrees with that, and he's not really buying into things. I mean multiple times publicly like criticized either his rotations or his touches, which that one game he didn't get the ball in the fourth quarter, like that was understandable, but he didn't have to be like, this is not the first time this has happened.
Yeah.
To the media like a fucking baby. Like, there's just some things you talk about closed doors. You don't openly fucking say shit like that. They're like, oh, you know, if my rotation wasn't so shit, I could get a rhythm going. Oh, that's what it is. It's not all the other times you shot 3 for 15 or whatever the fuck it is. Like, I don't know. And he just doesn't seem... And it's hard to say, right? It's easy for us to look at what he's doing as a fan and be like, oh, he doesn't want to be here, or blah, 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 blah. Like, you don't know if it's him protecting himself, you know, because of the injuries, or if he's really actually checked out. Like, I don't know. We've seen him do amazing things. He is very good, but it just doesn't seem to work. I don't think... I think we have learned more than anything. It's a twofold thing. It's, well, I guess three. Well, one, KP is a very good basketball player. But two, this team doesn't need him to win big games, because they've done it several times without him. But that's because there's a stylistic thing that I was talking about earlier. It's just totally different. Like, everything seems to mesh. The ball moves around beautifully.
Yeah,
it's honestly incredible. And this team tends to overachieve because they're just playing so well together.
Yeah.
And then the big thing is, I think someone had tweeted the KP experiment is over, and I'm inclined to agree. And I don't mean that as like a bad thing. I think it's clear that he's not a good number two for Luka, because he doesn't want to be a number two. He wants to be a number one. And if that's the case, one, mentally it's not going to work, but two, like, just play style wise, there's just things that he wants to do that are not going to, I don't know, just on a Luka built team, that it's just not sustainable.
Yeah, man.
All the post-ups he wants to do and stuff like that, that work on occasion, but a lot of the times end up in really awkward possessions. Like, it's just frustrating to watch, and I'm sure it frustrates the team. I think that's why we've seen a lot of passive aggressive shot attempts from Luka too. KP had that one he just like launched from half court when he wasn't getting the ball that one time, and
that
then
was, that was something on Twitter.
Luka's just ignored KP a bunch, but that's after KP like on every fucking roll just wants to turn around and post up and sit into the rim for 5 seconds and then pouts about not getting the ball. Yeah, Luka's like, nah, I'm just gonna shoot over these three guys because you're being a dickhead. It's just, I don't know. It's just been weird juju all season, and it's not even anything against the guy. It's like, all right, he's got aspirations that are bigger than being Luka's sidekick. That's fine. But us at the same time, like, I'm so sorry, bro, that you're not Luka.
Seriously, dude. Like, you know, like, it's just like,
someone's got to be the Pippin here.
Yeah. And that's you. Like, you know, you could be like that. You could be like a great, like, crazy great,
just,
like, second.
I don't know. Just to be complacent about arguably the best player he's ever going to play with in his career.
Yeah.
Is just interesting to me.
I mean,
I don't know.
Time will tell. You know, we'll see.
Time will tell.
We'll probably end up
revisiting. I'm with you though. I think he's out of here.
Yeah, like I just think he's
in the office. I think he's out of here.
We'll probably end up doing an emergency podcast when that happens, because something I just feel it in my bones. Something's gonna happen this offseason. Next question comes from Domino's. Can you construct a team full of active second or third generation players? So actually, I was looking at this. I'm looking at a list of guys.
Okay, this is all you, because I'm not doing research right now.
Well, I'm just thinking, Devin Booker, second generation player. His dad, Melvin Booker, played in the NBA for
Melvin
for like a year.
Melvin, so such counts. A classic name.
So Devin Booker, so he starts. Bol Bol, Manute Bol's son, Jalen Brunson. I'm not even thinking of like fit. I'm just like throwing names out there. Fucking idiot. Steph Curry, bro. Like, actually, no, take off Jalen Brunson. Put Steph Curry on there for starting. Steph Curry. I don't even pick take Seth Curry off the bench. Who else, man? I thought it was LeBron. I was like, what? One of the Grants, which I think Jeremy Grant's the one that's playing for Detroit. Yeah, I'll take him. And Jaren Jackson Jr., bro. That's easy. Easy. Jaren Jackson Jr., that's easy, bro. I'm not going to do the second one, though, just because, nah. I don't know how many guys actually go by, like, three-letter designations. So, Mavs Draft asks a very important question that has nothing to do with the Mavs or the draft. Rank the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Raphael and everyone else.
What? Raphael? Bro, I had Leo. Leo number one. Just because I like the sword thing, the swords that he has. I would take Leo. Sure. I would take Leo. And then I would take Raphael, then Michelangelo, and then Donatello. I think Donatello's weapon is the stupidest one. So it's a stick. You know, like, no. That's just not cool.
Stick's deadly.
I mean, it's whatever. Let's see. Next question is from Optima. They ask, why does the media believe in the Suns as a legit playoff contender so much more than the Jazz?
Because the Suns beat the shit out of the Jazz.
You know what? I think there's like multiple parts of it where it's like, yeah, like the Suns have clearly shown that they can beat the Jazz, you know?
We haven't seen the Suns be this good in a while, so there's no real reason to doubt the legitimacy of that.
See, that's
exactly. Whereas we have seen the Jazz be rah 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 like in the regular season several years in a row now, and then just shit the bed in the playoffs. So like there's no reason to doubt the Suns at this point.
That's exactly why the Jazz have been here before. Like they've never been able to like get over that hump yet. This season might be different, but I mean like. The Suns look legit, bro. I cannot believe how much Chris Paul, like, being there did, you know, for that team. You know, and just, everybody just got better, you know, overall. Mm-hmm. I think because of Chris Paul. And, yeah, I think it's legit. Like, you know, the Suns haven't been here in, like, what, 10 years? 11 years? So, you know, like, it's cool. Good for them. They haven't been in the playoffs in, like, 11 years, dude. So might as well. Mavs Estonia asks, why the Mavs don't want a secondary playmaker for Luka?
I think they do.
They just don't want to pay, you know, because he didn't mention like names like Bogey and Dragic. And I think they just don't want to pay like for a secondary guy, which I think is dumb because you have to in the NBA.
Maybe Cuban's saving money because he knows he's about to have to spend the next 15 years in the luxury tax once Luka gets paid.
I mean, I guess, bro. Yeah, because, yeah. Damn, man, Luka's going to earn so much money, bro. Like... I mean, I think they do. I just think like it just looks like they don't because, again, they're kind of being penny pinchers until, you know, the big max comes in for Luka. So let's see. Mariella asks, what do you think about the Falcon and the Winter Soldier, and what's your favorite snack? Did you watch? You didn't watch that, did you?
I haven't seen it, so okay. I'd like it not. To be spoiled.
I won't spoil it.
But I'm sure it's good.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I think I liked WandaVision more, but it's pretty good. There's some thematic stuff where I was like, I don't know, but you know. Beyond that, favorite snack would probably be, I don't know, man. I like Candy, and I really like wow, my brain just like did not want to work right now. Oh my god, my brain, the heck. Like Sour Patch Kids, that's what I was thinking. Sour Patch is my favorite snack of all time. What about you?
I'm a huge chips and salsa fan.
Okay.
I don't have a favorite salsa. I just get a joy just out whatever. Of like trying a bunch of different ones.
Nice, I like it. Jennifer asks, what do the Mavs need to do to stay out of the play-in tournament? And what are your thoughts on the new mascot thing? I've got a lot of questions about the mascot.
They need to just keep tapping into whatever they've been tapping into lately. That's honestly playing a lot better. And, you know, I do just seeing how we're playing. It seems like though the schedule's tight, the team seems a little more rested at times, and that's a good thing.
Mm. Yeah.
I think getting a few more home games in has been good.
Yeah. There's no travel, you know.
And I feel like they're probably adapting the practice schedule around this. You know what I mean? They're probably not practicing that hard, if I had to guess. Like, we've got a lot of games.
Coming up,
You know, we know how to play with each other. So, like, we're just going to sacrifice in certain elements of what we normally do.
Yeah.
Just to make sure our legs can make it through an NBA game.
Yeah.
Because there's been times where the teams just seem totally gassed. And then other times where it seems like the entire team did a bunch of cocaine at halftime or something.
Something happened at halftime where just, like,
yeah.
They took Michael's secret stuff. I don't know, bro. Like, something happened. And, yeah, I think the Mavs just have to keep playing with that intensity they've been having. Like, it's almost like every game up until the playoffs is a playoff game, you know?
I mean, and it's cool to see a team believe. I think the team believes they can beat anybody.
Yeah, you know, which I'm hoping translates tonight. Because if we lose three against the Kings,
I think tonight's the night we get sick of the Kings shit and actually win.
Just like, don't stop fucking around and just like destroy.
Think the Kings, I think they bring a special level of energy because all of their players get to hear about how they didn't draft Luka on Twitter. So I think they always circle the calendar when they play the Mavs, just like I'm sure the Knicks players got death threats after the first time we beat them this season. And then they played like it was, you know, if they lost the game, that they were all going to get sent to Mars or something. Because it was like their fucking Super Bowl or something.
All right, let's see. Next question comes from Melly Fans for Life. I love it. why has Rick put Melly into the Phantom Zone?
Melly.
Dude, I love that guy.
Born in the Phantom Zone.
That guy's so great, dude. He just looks like he's like Bizarro Maxi. I don't know, man. I think, bro. Like, Rick is so weird about rotation sometimes where it's like, yeah, you could throw Melly out there, you know? Like, he hasn't had the best shooting year, as we've seen. You know, that's the reason why he was kind of thrown into that trade.
He's been shooting better with us.
He has been. I think a lot of it's just, like, you know, a new area. Like, you know, just, like, you know, new eyes. It's just
a pecking order of things where Melly's kind of that break glass in case of emergency kind of player, which is not a bad thing. It's because he's so good at so many little things. It's easy to plug him in somewhere where you need him. It's like, all right, like I've got this guy that I can throw out there and try something with because, you know, he fits into Maxie's role kind of well at times, probably what Benny Smith's doing, not as like an on-ball defender, but just like, I don't know. There's just ways he fits in that allows him opportunities that other people probably won't get. So
yeah,
I'm glad we have him on the team.
Yeah, he seems to be I don't, is he a free agent for this year? I don't even know.
Probably.
It seems like we have a lot of expiring, I think, next year, which will lead to another interesting offseason. let's see. Tommy Nance asks, we need Squish 41's opinion on Mavrello.
Well, you're asking the right guy, and I really say kill it with fire. I don't.
The vibes are off.
He's clearly not going anywhere because, like, Cuban's like, no, like, you'll get it later, I'm sure. It's just, the vibes are off. You know, just get to the point already.
Yeah.
I'm sure they worked really hard on all these cute little animations, but no one's laughing.
Yeah, no, like, yeah. It's
no one's laughing. It's silly. It's very cringe. I don't know who it's appealing to.
Sam Bradford.
You were writing about the youth. Well, the youths are like, the fuck is this shit?
Well, so like, yeah, my brother was like 19 and is like, I showed him and he was like, what is this? And I was like, I don't know, bro. Like, I thought, you know, because I read, I think it was on like Texas Monthly, like, apparently Cuban said that they want to appeal more to Gen Z. And I was like, Gen Z does not care about little cartoon characters, bro. Like,
say, a 5 year old in the mid 90s might think this is funny.
Yeah, because I was like, you know, like, Looney Tunes had, you know,
because they're very, yeah, it reads very Looney Tunes kind of old school cartoony.
Yeah.
But it's just so out of touch if that's the goal.
Oh, yeah, that shit was, yeah. Okay, let's see. Next question. Yeah, Mavrello sucks. I hope you're listening.
He sucks.
Apparently, he has a Twitter account and he keeps adding me, and I'm like, you don't follow me, bro, so I'm not going to respond. Let's see. Jordan asks, who was your favorite free agent for the Mavs this offseason?
Rashawn Holmes.
Yeah, I will preach the good word.
That's for Don.
Yeah, it's gotta be, yeah, that, yeah. I mean, I agree with Don and
he's the perfect, perfect center.
Yeah, he has
the Mavs.
I think that's who we need to go after because, goddamn, I love that dude. And he kills us, which is great, you know, so we can see that face, you know, firsthand. But, yeah, that's the guy. Let's see. Ollie
that's
asks,
the one.
Yeah. Ollie asks, who would win a fight, Mavrello versus Mavsman versus Champ?
Mavsman will win because of the darkness. Oh.
Yeah, I got Mavsman winning that.
There's some deep, upsetting dark magic he would use to win that fight, and it would just be disturbing. Like, you would never unsee what would happen to them.
Yeah.
There's a reason. Yeah. There's a reason Reddit Mavs here wants to kill Mavsman with fire.
I'm trying to save the world. Like, I'm trying to search.
Trying to do us all a favor.
I'm trying to save
her. Yeah, Don and I encourage
Mavsman. And I hate it. I hate it all the time.
Make him stronger.
All right, let's see. Next question is for me, it looks like. From Jacob, he's asking, favorite shonen anime current, last 5 years and all time. Bro, I'm going to do all time because current, there's a bunch of good stuff out right now. All time, I would say, and not in any particular order, Cowboy Bebop, Samurai Champloo, Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood, Gurren Lagann, and Neon Genesis Evangelion. So, those are my top five all time, and it kind of rotates. Like, sometimes, like, I'll go back and watch something, like, old that I watched a long time ago, like, oh, damn, it's actually not my top five, and it's constantly changing. So, you could literally ask me this, like, every week, I'd be like, oh, something different. Let's see, I am so sorry if I get your name wrong. Shen, I think is how you say it. I hope I'm saying that correctly. Hello, friend. I feel that in Dallas offense, Luka has the ball too much of the time. We saw with Harden that you can't win with one player has the ball 90% of the time. What do you think about that?
There's a big difference between what Harden was doing in the Rockets' old system and what Luka's doing now. Because I agree with you. Luka has a ridiculously high usage rate. At the same time, he's really the only person that needs the ball on this team as constructed until we get another person that's legitimate in that way. That's kind of how it needs to be. The difference is Luka's looking to pass. Harden was only looking to score. It was ISO trying to score. Luka is double teamed constantly, which creates opportunities. I mean, the guy had 20 assists last night. I'm perfectly fine with him having the ball all the time. You know?
Yeah.
He's what makes things tick because he's got to have the ball. He's either going to score 70 points if you allow him to play one-on-one, or you have to trap the guy. Like, this, so many good things happen. And until there's another guy that can create, you know, Jay Rich seems like a cool dude, but we've seen what happens when he tries
he's not a ball handler the way that we were.
Sessions where he dribbles for 15 seconds and then just like throws the ball into the sun.
He was not the ball handler we were told he was going to be.
Yeah. And Brunson, though tiny, he's a scoring point guard.
Yeah. He's a
scorer. We don't have another playmaker.
Yeah. He's a scorer. Yeah. I agree. I was like, I agree, man. Like, he has a ball. He does have a ball a lot. And it's only literally because it's the way it's designed at the moment. Like,
and I say this, fully feeling that Luka should have the ball less. He just can't right now. Yeah, and it's not that I don't want Luka to have the ball. It's that there needs to be someone else that is a threat to make plays.
Yeah, and we don't have that on this roster at the moment. And I mean, like, he does do good stuff off ball, you know, like, I've seen him do catch and shoots, and I'm like, oh, he can do that. Okay, cool. You know, but like those occurrences happen so seldomly because of the way the roster is constructed. Like, I believe in today's NBA, you have to have at least two guys who can fucking swing the rock, you know, like, you have to have that. And we don't have that at the moment. So, and hopefully in the off season, we look at that and address it or something, but we'll see. So, okay. Next question comes from John. He asks, would the Mavericks be in first place if they had traded for Chris Paul instead of the Suns? I don't think so. I think
the problem is if we had traded for Chris Paul, we'd have nothing left. The reason it's working so well for the Suns is they actually had assets to give up and still be good.
Yeah, we don't have.
And they signed Jay Crowder. Like, yeah, we didn't have any of that.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't think we would have ever been first place. We probably would have been like top four and pretty comfortably, but
maybe it depends on
The rest of the roster too. Like,
what did we trade?
Yeah,
who did we keep? Like, obviously, if we got to keep everyone, I think we'd be top four easily.
Yeah,
but
but again, like,
because we'd have another playmaker.
Let's see. That's a good question though. Next question comes from Chad. He asks, "Who is the most beloved second or third act Maverick outside of Jet?" He's only here for like 2 years, but Tyson, I love Tyson, dude. Tyson fucking rules. I think I would put like Tyson and maybe like Vince Carter, like those two guys. Like
Vince, those are easy choices. Yeah,
those two guys in my brain were just like the guys who are like immediately go to when I look at this question. Okay, let's see. Sean asks, dream playoff route. So, I want to see the Clippers in the first round. Just because I think we could just fucking destroy them.
Yeah, Luka getting another crack at the Clippers, I think, would be really fun.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm looking at terms of other contenders, we want no parts of the Suns. No. I think
Nuggets.
I think we want no parts of the Lakers. So give me the Nuggets, yes, because Murray's out. That gives you. I mean, it's a bigger deal than I think people think it is.
And also, those games are very fun.
And the Nuggets are still good. Yeah, but I think the Nuggets, for the Mavs standpoint, I mean, we're not going to stop Jokic, but that's a team we can beat.
That'd be a fun series.
And this is the worst best case scenario team in terms of the, you know, teams I want to play, that it starts leaking into teams you don't want to play. But if I had to choose, probably the Jazz, just because we have beaten them. They have beaten our ass too. They're also dealing with that same shit, different year kind of thing that'll creep up in the playoffs again. You know, this might be the year they get over that hump, but at the same time, they've collapsed before. So,
yeah. And then who would you
want to see? There's only two teams I want to match up with, and that's either the Clippers or the Nuggets, which is insane, but we don't really have a choice. It's the playoffs.
Yeah. You know, we play who's in front of us, so. Who would you want to see in the finals, though?
Ooh.
If we were to get there,
not Philly.
Philly would sweep us, bro, in four.
It's coming down to the Philly and the Nets, right?
Yeah, basically.
If you pick between the two, you choose the Nets because that is going to be a different tone to a series. It's trying to outscore Brooklyn versus
the Nets.
I mean, Luka getting beat the fuck up by the giant Philadelphia defenders. But, you know, it's a lose-lose because, I don't know, we beat either of those teams in the finals.
Let's see. for real. Next question comes from Chris Lopez. He asks, favorite moments from the new Mortal Kombat movie? Have you seen it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There might be spoilers. So if you get this part of the podcast, you haven't seen it and still want to watch it, don't... and care about spoilers, do not listen to this. Skip like a minute.
I mean, do we have to?
What?
Well,
do you have to what?
I guess we, I don't know. There's a lot to like for me, but you can answer first.
I mean, I just liked the opening fight was cool as hell.
The opening 7 minutes, honestly, was beautiful. Like, it was awesome. It felt like a completely different film.
Yeah.
So I'll say this. If you haven't seen the new Mortal Kombat, like the opening sequence is like beautiful. This almost like, Oscar-worthy kind of dramatic movie with cool fights. Like it's totally different from the rest of the film. I mean, it's very dark, but...
And the rest of the film was good too. Like I liked every
single fight. Basically you have this opening sequence that sets things in motion. But after that sequence, like the whole tone of the film, it goes from, oh, this is a serious like
thing, yeah,
really well written script, to then a really kind of silly love letter to the video games almost.
It's a Mortal Kombat movie.
It's a lot of fun. It's a Mortal Kombat movie. Yeah, like yeah. I very much enjoyed it. I think anyone that didn't probably was looking for it to be more than it was.
Looking for Schindler's List, bro.
Yeah, there's a lot of fun to be had.
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah.
I recommend.
Did you have a favorite part?
I'm gonna blow your mind. Favorite part, and as is always my favorite part with a Mortal Kombat movie is fucking Scorpion.
Yeah, that was cool. Yeah, I hope they make a sequel, man. Because
Scorpion I loved Cabal as a character.
Okay, yeah,
he was funny.
Kano was funny as fuck, dude.
Kano's funny, but Cabal was funnier to me.
Kano just had the best one liners. Like, oh my god, this Cabal's fucking dick.
Yeah.
I was gonna say,
Sonya Blade kicked all kinds of ass, and I thought it was cool. And this is a mild spoiler, so skip this part. What was cool about Sonya kicking ass is she was the only one without powers for a while.
Oh yeah, most of like,
she, like had to earn it. It was cool. Yeah. I don't know, it was dope.
Yeah, and you know, I don't know.
I totally called how she was gonna get it too, but that was fine.
Yeah, that's
always the payoff you want.
Yeah, this movie felt like a prequel to like the actual real like first movies. So
oh, totally,
that was fine. But let's see.
Cole is a totally made up character. And he ended up being pretty cool.
I didn't like him.
I thought he was okay.
Nah, bro, I didn't like him.
I thought his powers were dumb.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, bro. I didn't like. See, I based...
Look at me. I'm gold shirt McKnife elbows now.
I based it all like on their powers, bro. Like I didn't like Cole's anything. Like I hated it. Anyway, I was like, they could just have him in there in the entire movie.
I've got Baraka elbows,
right? For some reason, bro. Yeah, that was weird. Next question comes from John. Y'all have to merge all the NBA teams together. What teams would you merge together and why? No player limit, just merge two teams together. Change their name too if you'd like.
Oh, man.
So I want the Mavs. I want Luka. Like, I'm trying to think of like. Give me the Mavs and the Nets just to like beat the assholes. Just the assholes about it. Like, that's it. Like, we'll call ourselves the Mets. No.
The Mavs Nets score 200 points, or the Mavs and Nuggets, and see the most beautiful passing
duo
we've ever seen.
Oh, dude, fucking Jokic and Luka together? Goddamn, that'd be so fun.
Here's a question to interrupt everybody else. Will we see Luka and Jokic on the same team one day?
I think so, bro. Something's brewing there. I see it.
Luka made that joke. Like, he wants to come here. I do hope it's in Dallas if that happens.
Yeah,
but
exactly. Yeah. Like,
I have a feeling.
It's going to happen, bro.
That those two are going to play together.
Yeah, they're, like, super close. And, like, with Boban, too, bro. Like, just, like. Like, once Boban retires, bro, I'd love for Boban to, like, just stay on the team as, like, a. Not a coach, but, like, an assistant or something like that. Just to, like. Just to tamper. You know?
Yeah. Commentary.
Yeah. Oh fuck, I'd love that.
Get Boban. Get Boban on the broadcast team.
let's see. Next question comes from Matt. He asks, I'm graduating literally right now. Congratulations, Matt. Congrats, Matt.
I'm writing this.
I was on Twitter on my graduation too. Should I give them my email for the Alumni Association? No. Do not fucking do that, dude.
They call you, don't answer your phone.
They will hound you every
they text you, day. Troll them.
And okay, so Matt, I know you go to UNT or you went to UNT because you just graduated, but if you see 940 number, do not fucking pick it up. Like, just don't, dude. Change your number if you gave them your info, because
go into witness protection, like
to get away from UNT's alumni association. Their alumni association is fucking vultures too. But let's see.
Mine's been okay.
Yeah. Mine's just, I hate.
They waited forever to bother me. And then I was like, do you know what I majored in? I have no money for you. It's all for me.
Yeah.
I've given you enough money.
No. Let's see. The next question comes from, I'm trying to say this right, Nitty. They ask, Mavs man or Marvello?
Mavs man.
Yeah, Mavs man. I'm so it hurts me to say this, but yeah, Mavs
man. Mavs man, yeah. Terrifying.
Yeah.
Marvello.
Questionably problematic.
Questionably.
Yeah, problematic.
Yeah. And fucking stupid. The best part about Mavs man is he doesn't talk like this.
Yeah, like a fucking.
What the fuck is that?
Eastern European Beavis and Butthead.
I'm just, no, I'm fucking waiting for Mavrello to try to sell me a fucking pod racer.
oh.
Yeah. That kind of vibes. Oh, same energy, and that's not good.
That is not good, yeah. That character should not have been a Star
Wars. That's exactly what I thought of when I saw or heard Mavrello talk. I was like, yeah, we're going this route.
Okay, let's see. Jorge asks, saw Coach Mosley last night at a restaurant and asked him if the Mavs were winning today. This was 2 days ago. So asking if they're going to win against the Wizards. He said yes. What question would you ask Rick Carlisle if you saw him? I'd ask him what it was like to film the Truman Show. And then promptly get my ass kicked.
Did you keep the mask from the mask?
Oh, God, he would fucking kill us. Like, oh, Jesus. I don't know
what I'd ask him what, like, I don't know, what was the most, his most, like, legendary Dirk story?
You know what I would ask him about? I would ask him about Mouse in the Palace.
Ooh.
I would do that.
That's a good one, too.
That's a really cool one. A few beers, just hanging out with him, you know, just like, hey, man, so you were there that night.
Imagine the setting, like, Rick, like, we've gone to the bar, had a few, and Rick's like, you know, no, fuck it. Come over, guys. I'm like, all right. And he's sitting there just like half, you know, borderline too drunk, but he's just beautifully playing the piano, answering all his questions. Fucking his nicest bottle of bourbon on the piano.
Oh, yeah. Let's see. Next question.
Probably not even bourbon. He's probably got like a lot of nice wines.
Oh, yeah. He's definitely more of a wine guy, I think. Let's see. Next question comes from Jay. They ask, "What anime best describes the Mavs fan experience?" So I thought about this yesterday when I was reading it, and I was like, "Huh, which one?" I could say Attack on Titan because everything is pain. Not really though. I would probably more tune it to an anime that just started this year called To Your Eternity. There's a lot of lows. There's a lot of highs. You know, it makes you more human to experience those emotions. That's what I feel like the Mavs are this year, just like, or in general, like really since like 20, whenever I started watching them, like 2002, like it's been like a lot of lows, a lot of highs, like, you know, one singular moment that makes like everything worth it that happened in 2011, obviously, you know, and hopefully we can get back to that singular moment again. So,
yeah, I just quit freaking out, guys. This was never the year we were pegged as like title favorites, and at the same time, it's the NBA. Anything can happen. Mm-hmm. That's not me saying Mavs are gonna win the championship. I'm just saying, like, it's very hard to win an NBA championship.
All right, let's see.
Just have fun, enjoy the ride.
Yep.
A lot of you would have died of heart attacks during Dirk's prime, and it shows.
Yeah, just that was not a fun time, bro.
So lucky Twitter wasn't around the way that it is now for Dirk's prime years. Like, y'all wouldn't have made it.
That would have been real bad.
Chill, it's a journey. Difficult. Like, Devin Booker is just now in the playoffs.
Yeah, you know, like,
Luka was in the playoffs in his second year, so.
Yeah, and then Luka beat him, like, you know.
We're going to be all right.
Let's see, next question comes from The Tall Traveler. He asks, can we start a GoFundMe to hire Hitman to take out that god-awful abomination of a disaster that is that dumb fucking Balsacco creature? Which I think Balsacco was your term.
I said Mavrella Balsack whatever.
Yeah.
Balsacco. Mavrello Balsamic.
Right. Yes. In fact, I will be spearheading this GoFundMe. I don't know how much Hitman would cost.
GoFundMe to kill Mavrello with a spear.
Yes, let's do it. Like with a spear, just like thrown across the room or whatever. Just like long range attacks. those are all the questions, guys. Thank you for all the questions. You know, it's a little bit more of a different pod because we only did questions really because again, I'm not feeling 100%. Donna's gone, you know, so.
And what's to say? The team's playing well lately. I mean, anything else we want to touch on before we go?
See, we already talked
about. It was really fucking dope to beat the shit out of the Warriors.
That was great. That's fun. I was at a movie theater that actually for that, so I didn't see it.
And one thing I've kind of pined over, like thought-wise, this season, it's like we've had some extremely high highs for all the fucking frustrating losses we've had. We have beaten some good teams this year.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Like that cannot be understated. So I think the inconsistency could be more. Who knows what we can trace that to, but. Yeah. It'll just be an interesting finish to the year for everyone involved.
Oh man, Tim Hardaway's out. Damn. Oh well.
Rip.
Damn, that sucks. Oh well. Okay. Cool. Well, that's it, guys. Have a good week. If you're listening to this on Sunday, it'll be out soon. So, hopefully before you can catch a little bit before the game starts, because I know the game's at 7 today. So, otherwise, I'll see you guys later. Bye.
Goodbye.